It's been said that better questions lead us naturally to better answers, and that it's in not knowing that we open the doorway to knowing. I'm Scott Lennox, and you're listening to The Beautiful Question, a consideration of things that truly matter in a complex world. We're given 24 hours in each day, 1,440 minutes, not 1 second more or less. We know that, and yet, sometimes without noticing that we're doing it, we contaminate parts of our day by thinking and doing things that don't serve us well, or that interrupt us and keep us from what we truly want and need. Join me this week as we consider how to keep from contaminating our time as we stay more in the present. Imagine stopping in the middle of the day to catch your breath. You tell yourself you're just going to sit down with a cup of tea and relax as you enjoy a few undisturbed moments alone. But first, you need to check your emails and answer several of them. Then you need to search for something online, which leads to something else, which leads to something else, which leads naturally to something else, and so on down the rabbit trail. And after that, you need to answer a couple of text messages. It's no big deal. It'll only take a few seconds, you tell yourself. But the next thing you know, an hour has gone by and you haven't relaxed at all, not for a minute. And somehow, you never got around to brewing that tea you promised yourself. The simple truth is, you contaminated the time you were going to spend relaxing by doing things that could easily have waited. As you engaged in them, each of those things took you farther out of the relaxed moment, robbing you of your original intention. And let's not limit this to taking a break. We can just as easily contaminate a conversation, or having a meal, or practicing the piano, or performing at work if we allow things to distract us and interrupt our being present. There's no question that we live in an age of constant busyness and restlessness. I get it. And yet, when we're not intentional about it, we can easily set traps that get in the way of our own welfare. And in the name of what? Habit? Efficiency? Keeping up? Productivity? Avoidance? Does the real answer even matter? So let's go back and take another pass at that break you wanted. Imagine going back to that moment. You decide to stop what you're doing and take a few moments to be with yourself. Time to rest and restore and recharge and refocus. But this time, instead of distracting yourself, you set aside all of your electronic devices and your to-do list. This time, instead of contaminating the time you spend, you give yourself whatever amount of time you choose and do what you really want without rushing and without shifting your focus. This time, allowing your breathing to slow down a little, you give yourself all the time you need to let your mind casually wander and then settle on its own. Nothing else matters right now. Not even your mental foot tapping that keeps urging you to hurry up. Since you're the one in charge, you can let that impatience go right past you and keep going. Notice that as you allow yourself to slow down, your body relaxes and your mind and heart return to being gently focused. From that intentional and enlivening place, you're more at peace and, interestingly, more aware. And as a bonus, when you decide to go back to the things you choose to do, you'll actually get more done. One of the ways to stop contaminating time is to notice the things, including habits of thought, that we've been putting in our own way. What do you know about that repeated urge to interrupt what you're doing? What's causing it? Where did it come from? And if it had a voice, whose would it be? By the way, here's a hint. It's probably not your own. Without question, I'm a self-confessed jitterbug, moving through any number of things through the week and getting tons of things accomplished. I sit with clients in online counseling sessions. I write and draw and paint. I play music. I produce these newsletters and podcasts. I write the inspirational meditations I send out to 150 people every morning. I make time for conversations with friends. The list goes on. I'm quite fortunate and deeply grateful to be living a full and wonderful life. However, if I'm not careful, I find myself unconsciously giving in to the silent voice in my head that says I'm not doing enough and that being still is not allowed. I can't say for sure whose voice it is or where I first acquired it. That part doesn't really matter to me. What matters is that it's not authentically mine, and that when I follow it, the most consistent outcome is a sense of anxiety or urgency. The growth step came when I began to notice it and quietly tell that voice, nope, as I allow myself to go into what I call conscious neutral several times a day. Conscious neutral has nothing to do with emails or text messages or reading a book or watching something on the web or on television. It's about doing nothing other than being still and remaining aware that you've chosen to do it. As a playful and useful practice, it might be interesting to take part of your day, 15 or 20 minutes at least, and set everything else aside. Consciously allow yourself to stay present with your body, present with what you're feeling emotionally, and present with your mind's way of expressing itself. Remember that you're a compassionate observer to your own experience, not a critic. From a loving and self-accepting place, notice your experience and allow yourself to be right where you are without pushing back from it or overindulging in it. Then, before you move on to other things, notice any shift or change in your experience. It's really that simple. This week's three beautiful questions are designed to help make the process of staying present a little easier. As you do, you'll naturally decontaminate your time. Question 1. Whether you're working or taking a break or having a conversation or doing something else entirely, what things typically distract you and take you out of the moment? Question 2. What single guiding thought will help keep you more gently focused on being right where you are? And question 3. As the time in your day becomes less and less contaminated, what gentle changes do you begin to notice in yourself? As always, I look forward to hearing from you as you sit with these considerations. Write and tell me about it. As I say each week, my light with your light. Thank you for joining me in these podcasts as we awaken day by day to being more fully alive. My sincerest hope is for each of us to create more effective possibilities for ourselves, for one another, for the world, and for this beautiful planet we call home. As always, I'm open to your comments and feedback. You can be further inspired by visiting my friends at Cosmos Journal. That's KOSMOS Journal. Their mission is to inform, inspire, and engage global transformation in harmony with all life. You can easily find them online at cosmosjournal.org. And at thebeautifulquestion.com, you can read the illustrated transcript of each podcast as you listen. You'll also find an archive of all previous podcasts, including episodes 3 and 4, guided relaxation audios that can help you practice letting go on a daily basis. If you find these podcasts useful, don't hesitate to share them or tell others about them. That's a great way of helping me get a voice of calm and collaboration and balance and encouragement out into the world. I'm Scott Lennox, and this has been The Beautiful Question. The Beautiful Question is a One Light production written, produced, and engineered by Scott Lennox at Heart Rock Studios in Fort Worth, Texas, as a way of paying forward to life, being fully present, becoming better engaged with things that truly matter in a complex world, and committing to a healthier future for all of us.